Reporting agriculture's business for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby. Joining us today is John Roswick. He is the founder of South 40 Beef, based at Mott, North Dakota. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background. What's your connection with agriculture? Where did you grow up?
It's a very good question. So I was born and raised on the East Coast. And actually was born in New Jersey and been living in New York City and around New York City, you know, my whole entire life. My background is actually not in agricultural. It's not in ranching. It's not in farming. My background is actually in technology. So for the past 10 years, I've been selling e-commerce software to major retailers such as Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Safeway, Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, et cetera. So I've been selling them software to help them enable, e-commerce. And so that's kind of, my background.
Why North Dakota? Why beef? Where did this opportunity present itself?
So I read an article in one of the Gundog magazines about 20 years ago when I was living, in New York. And, I've been, hunting and fishing, my whole entire life. And I read an article and two of my friends and six dogs, we packed up and we drove out here, I think it's 1,736 miles to Mott, North Dakota from New York. And we came out here 20 years ago on a pheasant hunting trip. And once I crossed the Missouri River, I just fell in love with this place. I felt like I was home. And, I've been coming out here, for the past 20 years. And 10 years ago, I actually purchased, I loved it so much, I actually purchased a farmstead that had pasture land attached to it, has farmland, attached to it. And so I started, out here about probably in 2011. And mostly I was focused in the beginning on conservation, improving, habitat for pheasants. And about 2 years ago, when my kids both of my kids graduated college, my wife and I decided to move out to the Dakotas, full time. So now we live out here, in North Dakota, full time. And about a year and a half ago, I started asking myself, what can I do out here, to provide a good living, for my family? Like I said, my background is in technology, software, e-commerce. I've traveled, every single week of my life for the past 30 years. I haven't been home that much. I kind of lived on the road, running a, technology business. And so I said to myself, what can I do out here? And I looked at farming, and I didn't really like farming. Don't really like sitting in a tractor, all day long. Just wasn't for me. And I have all this, a lot of pasture. And I said to myself, I love cattle. I love beef. I have a passion for that. And so about a year and a half ago, I actually started purchasing, cattle. And I looked at doing the math, on cattle. And, I looked at the math on 100 head, 200 head, 300 head. I'm like, you can't make money in a cow-calf, operation. You raise your cows all year long, you feed them all year round, and then you go to the sale barn, and I'm like, the math doesn't work. Your input cost and then what you get from the sale barn, the math doesn't work. The only people making money right now are the four packers, the producers, they control 85%, the market today. So I said to myself, well, if I own the cattle and I can't make money in cattle or hard to make a living in cattle, how about if I take my e-commerce background, I build a processing plant, right? And then I sell my beef, online to consumers, you know, in New York, California, Washington, Chicago. If I can export, you know, my beef from the state of North Dakota, which we have some of the best beef in the world, if I export my beef to, you know, the coastal states, can I yield more per head, right, than going to the sale barn, you know, in Dickinson or the sale barn, you know, in Bowman? And so I kind of penciled out the math, and I said the math works. If I can be vertically integrated where, you know, if I own the, you own the pasture, you own the feed, you own the cattle, and now you own the processing of that beef, and then you sell it directly to consumers under, you know, federal inspection, you could probably, you know, make a living, you know, doing that. So that's kind of like step one of the business plan. And step two of the business plan is to partner and help local ranchers to also sell direct, you know, to consumers. You know, consumers care about where their beef comes from. You know, ever since, you know, COVID, you know, has struck this country, you know, consumers want to know where their food is coming from. People are very passionate about that. And so really I want to help local ranchers process their cattle so they can sell directly to, you know, consumers. And we'll be able to process, you know, 160 head, you know, per month, which should take some of, you know, there's a lot of demand for butcher shops, you know, for processing plants right now in the state of North Dakota and South Dakota. And hopefully by bringing this plant online, it will really help ranchers, you know, get their beef to market.
Yep. And on that note, John, tell me a little bit more about what a process is like of getting something like this up and running.
Honestly, it's been one of the, I've done a lot of hard things in my life. This is one of the hardest things that I've ever done. It's very, very costly, you know, to build a new plant. You know, we are building a plant to meet, you know, federal requirements. So we can become, you know, USDA, you know, inspected. And really just working with, you know, the engineering firms, the equipment manufacturers, the construction firms, the banks, it's been a very, very challenging process. You know, lots of people say there's a big need, you know, for these plants. However, you know, the amount of paperwork, the amount of regulation is still a very, very high bar. And if I wasn't able to focus a lot of my time on this, this would never happen. It's very, very challenging. And frankly, if you look around, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming, you don't even see a lot of these new plants being built. You see older plants, you know, being sold, you know, by existing owners to new owners, but you do not see new plants coming online.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
Yes.
All in costs are around $400 a square foot. All in.
Well, and obviously, though, John, there has to be a lot of rewarding aspects that are coming from this. And so where do you go from here? What goals do you have moving forward?
My goals, is to build my e-commerce. My e-commerce business to, you know, export, you know, northern cattle, North Dakota cattle, and share our beef, you know, with consumers on the coast. And really, like I said before, is to really work, you know, with local ranchers so they can get their beef, you know, to market. And, you know, by selling direct to consumers, instead of going to the sale barn and getting $600-$700, you know, for a calf, you know, ranchers can feed them, you know, to 1,300-1,400 pounds and then hopefully yield thousands of dollars instead of $600-$700. So, you know, my ambitions and my goals, is really to give ranchers an alternative instead of taking their cattle, you know, down to Greeley, Colorado to JBS, which is a foreign owned company. and really help folks get their beef slaughtered right here, you know, in North Dakota.
What does this timeline look like?
I am pushing everybody very, very hard to be fully, you know, operational, you know, by March 1st of 2021. We just broke ground last Wednesday, and I am pushing the engineering and the construction companies very hard to get this operational by March 1st. But really, you know, the main point is, I mean, there's lots of points, but, you know, I'm very passionate about, you know, Southwest, you know, North Dakota. You know, I love it here. I love the town of Mott. I feel like I'm, you know, part of, you know, the fabric out here. And I feel blessed that I'm going to be able to bring, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12, you know, well-paying jobs, you know, to this area. And this area needs, you know, economic, you know, development. And I'm just happy to be, you know, a small piece of that.
Well, again, John Roswick of South 40 Beef, thanks so much for joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.